Last week I mentioned that I gathered and filed my taxes recently. It was a task that I had procrastinated for months. But even when I finally finished, I had to wait for confirmation that the IRS and the state of Pennsylvania had both received and accepted my returns. Well, it didn't take long, but it was still kind of unnerving to wait for that confirmation stating I had dotted every I and crossed every T. Sometimes we feel that way about our prayers. We fire them off to God in hopes that He will receive them and move as He'd been instructed in the area that we had requested. No, we don't get an email confirmation that He heard them or is even interested in acting on them, but yet we trust that He will. And why? Because God has promised that He hears and answers our prayers in His Word. But what He does request is that we ask with the right motives and in line with His will. 1 John 5 even says, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him." A selfish prayer or a prideful prayer is really an exercise in futility. But a humble prayer in keeping with the will and character of God is a certainty, even if the timing and form of the answer is up to God. He may not always follow our instructions or act based on our timeline. The answer to our prayers is up to Him, but He will answer. So, Saint, pray away in absolute confidence that God is listening and acting in all you bring to Him. He is working all things together for your good and His glory. That's His promise to you.